Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
CNC Drive Factory with Chris Cam. Tristan's with us as well. Cam, first news item of 2016, and it is...
It is, of course, dedicated to the leader, the founder, the most loving person of all the Kardashians, Gordon Wilson, one of the hosts of Been There, Done That, Too Late for Breakfast, and... GPS, Sunday mornings at 7 a.m. right here on Joy.
He's got almost as much exposure as the Kardashians, doesn't he?
He does have a lot of exposure, yes. And as the head of the Kardashian Fan Club of Australia Limited, he likes to know what's what. Now, as you all know, Kimmy K.
The KK.
Kimmy K had a baby recently.
Did she?
Yeah, popped the second one out.
Oh, so the first one was...
North. And the second one was the second one.
We don't have a name?
Yeah, I've just forgotten it, though.
Oh. Okay.
I don't care that much.
You're not a good Kardashian follower.
No, you see, I'm not the head of the Kardashian Fan Club of Australia Limited.
Okay.
I'm just a
Are you
sort
suggesting
of...
that Gordon would know the name of
yeah,
the second
would.
Baby of
it's,
Kim and Kanye?
I heard he had it tattooed on his back. I'm more of a well-wisher rather than a lover, you know.
Right.
But anyway... She's one of these kind of mothers who does this one thing that I hear is actually quite good for them, but I can't
help
but...
children or the mothers?
No, the mother.
Oh, right.
Please. Like she's going to do anything else. I do have to go, ew, though. A little bit of an ew.
Is this an ew moment?
Ew. A little bit, yeah.
What are you going to tell us?
Well, as you know... Whenever a mother has a baby, there's one extra little bit that comes out, the afterbirth.
Yes.
The placenta.
Yes. It is a fact of life.
I know. You can't avoid it.
No, you can't.
Because you don't want it left in, because that's bad. Now, Kim did the same thing with her second baby she did with the first thing. Obviously popped the baby itself out.
Mm-hmm.
Then when the placenta came out, she looked over to the doctor and said, hold that for me. Hold that. Send it off. I need it done. She sends it off and gets it freeze-dried and turned into placenta pills. And then she actually gave a quote afterwards and said, I heard so many stories when I was pregnant about mums who just didn't eat their placenta. Oh, and I just felt so sorry for them. She said, oh, I just can't imagine having a baby and not eating the placenta afterwards. You fine with that?
I've heard this before, and this is more than an ew, it's a...
And as she said, when she eats her own hormones that she has, you know, prepared herself, that's what she says, you know, she gets this just surge of energy, and she feels so healthy while she's eating placenta.
Her own placenta.
Yeah, well, you wouldn't want to eat somebody else's, that's just gross.
Anyone actually told her that what it actually is the byproduct, it's the waste of having produced the baby. It's just the crap that's left.
Listen, Chris, waste not, want not. I think that's Kim's motto, isn't it?
Joy 94.9, we're a little bit flustered because I've been trying to walk like an Egyptian and I've realised I've forgotten how.
You need to go and have a look at the film clip. The bangles show you in very well how to do it in that film clip.
All right, at 26 minutes to 5 here on Joy, the CNC Drive Factory's regular third wheel, Tristan Minion. Tristan's
In the family way. Up the duff, expecting the pitter-patter of little feet, waiting for the stork to drop off a delivery. What's one that Doris Day would have said to Rock Hudson when they were both looking at the same person? I can't think of anything. Anyway.
No. She never said it in public. Tristan.
Yes.
What's going on?
I'm getting a puppy.
You're getting a what?
A puppy tomorrow.
You're going to be a dad.
Well, he's already a stepdad.
Are you?
To my partner's dog. See?
Ah, so what sort of dog has your partner got?
I think it's 3/4 Labrador, 1/4 Golden Retriever.
Okay, all right. And but you're getting your own little pup.
Yep.
Your own little pup. So what sort of pup are we getting?
Jack Russell Cross.
All right, so a little dog.
Yep.
Little dog, boy or girl?
A little girl.
Little girl, oh. And when's she arriving?
Tomorrow.
She's arriving tomorrow. That's quick.
She's been induced.
And what are you going to call her?
Thinking about calling it Maddie.
Maddie.
Yep.
Like Madeline, but yep. but shortened. Maddie. Maddie's a cute name.
Like our podcaster. He's named her after our podcaster.
True, yes. Thank you to Madeline, who does podcast our show. She's
amazing.
She's
not listening.
No, she has to listen because it's part of the show. Hey, congratulations, Tristan. It's exciting news. And how old is Maddie?
10 months old.
Oh, so she's all cute and fluffy.
And playful.
And very excitable. Yeah. So what sort of games are you going to play?
We've got some toys at the moment.
Yeah? Are you going to train her?
Yep.
Yeah? What are you going to train her to do first?
Sit. Stay.
Good.
All that sort of stuff. It's already been toilet trained, so it's...
Oh, bonus. All right. Excellent. We'll look forward to Maddie updates from you from now on the show, all right?
But I expect to know how she's going at training when you take her to training, because Jack Russells need training.
They do. They can be trouble otherwise. So we want to hear all about the good stuff. All right, thanks, Tristan. That's the Tristan family news for this afternoon.
He's in a family way.
This is Sunshine in the Rain. It's BWO on Joy. 4.9, 18 minutes to 5. It is the CNC Drive Factory. Chris, Cam, Tristan Minion's with us as well. Cam, we've got some news on some celebrity news.
I know. Now, we do have to say a big congratulations to the fabulous Pamela Anderson.
Pamela.
Who everybody would remember from those. Beach in Baywatch when
Baywatch.
She ran down the beach in those tight red bathers in slow motion,
bikini,
like the $6 million
maybe.
Man. That was the word I was looking for, yeah. But it just didn't quite come to me. Well, you know, here's a question for you. How many covers of Playboy has Pamela Anderson done? And obviously, if she's done a cover, then she's done a spread, so to speak, inside the magazine.
I would imagine she's done at least a couple.
So, come on.
Three.
Oh, she would laugh in your face while flaunting her ample breasts. No, she has done 14 covers.
Wow.
And spreads in Playboy. And she has the honour, I guess you could say, the honour of gracing Playboy's final nude issue.
Oh, right, yes, because they're stopping that, aren't
yes,
they?
Yes, they really decided, will be for the articles.
They've decided that the world has moved on and doesn't need a magazine full of naked women for naked women's sake.
Obviously, nobody wants to buy a hard copy magazine of nudie pictures anymore.
No.
I'm guessing they all just go off to the internet or
probably
possibly go to the various Playboy internet channels that they currently offer.
Yeah, I guess that too. Yeah, all right. So
14 times Pamela Anderson.
So just segueing for a little, so your Playboy magazine will be a genuine coffee table book for any lounge room.
Well, I don't know. any
gentleman's lounge room,
even without
of
the
distinction.
Yes, even without the nakedness, I'm not entirely sure I'm going to have a lot of Playboys just hanging around on my coffee table.
All right. Well, maybe you won't. And maybe I won't, but you know.
But they're hoping somebody bloody well will.
Right.
Because otherwise there won't be a non-nude issue of Playboy.
So is January the last official naked issue?
I believe it was, yes.
And so Pamela takes the gong for being the final one.
That's right.
How old is she?
She's getting on. But let's be blunt.
So they put on
Pammy Anderson
rather...
is still looking good.
Yeah, but she's had a lot of assistance.
Well, that's what surgery's for.
That's what I mean. She's had the surgeries and...
Chris, there's not that many natural ones that would have made it onto these areas. Because otherwise, you know, they like certain assets to be amplified for a front cover and for a centrefold.
They could have gone a la naturel, you know, to be up and being modern and...
For the last one?
Yeah.
No.
No?
No, they decided to go out with a bang.
A classic bang.
Yeah, that's the one.
Not a new man's new world bang, a classic bang.
No, they didn't want somebody that everyone went, who's that?
they went at someone who, when you just saw from the neck to the waist, and went, I know who that is. Is that right?
You looked at the chest and go, it's Pamela Anderson.
Right, got it. Of course.
Well done on having 14 covers of Playboy Girl.
Well done. Right here on Joy 94.9.
And that was, yes, it was officially one of my almost in the top 10 songs of 2015. It was an honourable mention for 2015.
A very honourable mention.
Damn fine song. Now, it's time for our Pot Calls the Kettle Black Award today.
Oh, I like those.
And it's going out to Sharon Osbourne. Remember her? That's right. She used to be somebody.
Well, she's Kelly's mum.
Yes.
Who's coming to Australian television, like, next week, is it, or something?
Yeah, it looks exciting.
Mm. Where you get to rope in all the wannabes.
I know.
Kelly.
Oh, you mean the wannabes or the has-beens?
Well, it's the same thing, isn't it? Wannabe anyway. Agains?
Dicko, yeah. Great. Anyway, Sharon Osbourne,
you know,
who, funnily enough, used to be one of the judges on Britain's Got Talent, if I remember rightly. It runs in the family, the Got Talent.
Right.
But she's reignited her feud with Madge.
Oh, I was glad you were going to say Nicole Scherzinger. Was it... she? And Cheryl Cole,
they didn't like each other. Sharon's got feuds with a lot of people.
She does.
But currently she's reigniting the feud with Madonna, and that is why she's getting the Pot Calling the Kettle Black Award.
Oh.
Here's what she said about Madonna. She looks like the pillow face, the one where they put fat in. Now, admittedly, that may all be true about Madonna, but has Sharon purchased a mirror lately? That freaking startled look that she's got, where she looks like she's popped her finger in a PowerPoint at the moment because her face is so pulled back. So that's why she's getting the Pot Calling the Kettle Black Award.
There you go. Sharon Osbourne receives the Cameron Cook
Pot Black Award. And on that other note as well, can I just say, I know I'm not looking forward to Australia's Got Talent. Even the ads look dire.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ Community Radio Station, Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9, it's 9 minutes past five, CNC Drive Factory, Chris and Cam, Tristan Minion's here as well.
I've decided I quite like Jennifer Lawrence, who from now on will be referred to as J-Law.
J-Law.
Right, just for convenience sake for me.
Righto, got it. So do you think that'll take on?
Everyone calls her J-Law.
Do they?
Yes.
Oh.
It's a common knowledge one, Chris. Now educated you.
What was she in?
Now, she was... originally, her big one was in the X-Men, where she was the blue girl in it, who's Mystique.
Mystique,
yes. Yeah. And then, of course, she was in the Hunger Games
as
the main character in that.
Right, so she's very famous.
Everyone knows who J-Law is. Jennifer Lawrence.
Except me, obviously.
Yeah, come on, keep up, Chris. Now, as you know, she dresses very elegantly. She's actually the face of Dior.
Oh.
So that's why she's always wearing Dior gowns at all of the,
right,
the events and that kind of stuff.
She would be described as highly stylish.
Yes. Mm. But then she went on to say, but that's not actually her style.
Right. She just gets paid to wear those.
She gets paid to wear those, yes. And as she says, sometimes designer labels do not flatter her fuller figure. As she said quite plainly, a lot of the time they just make me look fat.
Oh, okay.
So then she went on to just, they asked her, well, what's your personal style? And she described her personal style, and this is it. Her personal style of dressing is slutty power lesbian.
Slutty power lesbian.
I know. Now, honestly, I'm not entirely sure what that means. I have to ask if we've got any Joyce's
have
out
we got
there.
Any power lesbians who like a little bit of slut on the side, or any slut lesbians out there who like to be considered powerful?
Any combination?
We need to know, what is this style that Jennifer talks of?
I'm not sure. So, slutty power lesbian. She added after that, I don't know if that's offensive or not.
Well, we'll find out shortly. 0427JOY949.
Help us. We need to know, what is slutty power lesbian dressing?
And is it offensive to go on about it? Email on air at joy.org.au. Come on. There's got to be some power lesbian...
some slutty power lesbian dresses out there who dress like Jennifer Lawrence when she's not wearing Dior.
If Jennifer Lawrence says it's a thing, it must be a thing. Joy 94.9, David Guetta, Flo Rida, Nicki Minaj, CNC Drive Factory with Chris and Cam.
You've just got to watch out for what you ask for around here.
Well, look.
I asked what Jennifer Lawrence self-described her personal dressing style as slutty power lesbian.
She did.
And I said, I don't actually know what that would look like. And so I said, please let us know. And I should have known not to mention.
Well, I know. We've had a couple of messages in. We'll get to those. But I have to say that apparently, according to the internet, the remark was immediately met with some backlash from people who accused Jennifer Lawrence of promoting the appropriation of lesbian style. Who knew there was something to appropriate? Oh, did I say that? But she has at least one peer who's speaking up to her defence. Ms. Ruby Rose.
Is she a slutty power lesbian dresser? She,
Rose said, I hadn't heard that quote until you just told me, but what I do know is that Jennifer Lawrence is an amazing actress and an amazing advocate for women and women's empowerment and the wage gap in Hollywood and so many amazing things, and I think this is an easy quote to misinterpret or to pick apart, but I know that she'd use an amazing sense of humour, and for her to say that, I know that it would never come from a bad place. There you go. Ruby Rose says, so
it's A-OK.
It's A-OK. The final quote of the day, though, does go to Nathan, who's sent in a message air at joy.org.au.
He kind of slightly missed the point, but anyway, it was. He said, what a coincidence, I dress like a slutty power bottom.
Here on Joy 94.9, CNC Drive Factory, Chris, Cam and Tristan Minion as well.
Now, the Jonas Brothers, they used to be a rather Disney-esque type thing.
There was three of them there.
There was, and then they forgot one existed.
Mm-hmm, the oldest one.
He was kind of just forgotten and cast aside and forgotten. And then Nick became super hot.
Mm-hmm.
And Joe decided after a while on the sidelines as well that he'd pop his little head back up as well.
He did. He did.
Now,
he did a lot of following his little brother around.
They accidentally fell into those gay bars, Chris. It was an accident. They tripped, all right?
Yes,
tripped.
Yes.
And fell into the gay bars, all right? Have we got that clear?
Got it.
Accident.
Mm.
Fell.
Mm.
Gay.
Mm.
Accident. Well, Joe Jonas, he's getting around a bit now. He's got his new song with DNCE.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a bit of he's mates with the 1D boys.
Is he?
Yes.
All of them.
Not Zayn. Nobody likes Zayn anymore. He's not a 1D boy anymore anyway. And so he sent the 1D boys a Christmas present.
Oh.
And I don't know, but I think there might have been some hidden subtexts somewhere in these hidden in these Christmas presents.
Another falling over accident subtext.
Well, first up, there was a horse calendar in there.
A horse?
I don't know that there's much in there, but then again, we never know what all the 1D boys are like.
A horse
or
calendar.
Or Joe, for instance. There was
in a racing horse calendar.
You know, just pretty horses galloping type calendar.
Oh, was that sweet? Nice.
You know, for 12-year-old girls.
Yes.
There was a box of ice cream cones.
Okay. Doesn't he think they get them in Britain?
Apparently not. Or maybe he thought they went good with the weed that the boys like. There was also a large pack of condoms and some lube.
Okay.
Well, you know, friends give friends condoms and lube, don't they, Chris?
Practical.
Regardless of whether they fall accidentally into gay clubs.
Practical.
If only he had have done it a little bit earlier.
Why?
There may not have been quite so many illegitimate children hanging around the 1D boys.
Louis.
It was a lovely present, and the 1D boys took a picture of it and, of course, tweeted it.
Of course they did. Did they tweet it with WTF?
No, they put it with laughing, crying emojis.
Oh.
And then a little bit later, they deleted the entire post.
Okay.
But I'm going to say, I have newfound respect for Joe Jonas.
Really?
I do. Who else sends the 1D boys condoms and lube and a horse calendar?
Their managers.
No, I think their managers slip them into their pockets constantly.
You mean the condoms?
Yes.
CNC Drive Factory, Chris, Cam and Tristan with you today.
Now, before I start this, I want to say I don't want you getting all, you know, funny about what I'm about to say, okay, Chris? I don't want you...
You don't want me getting
I don't want
funny.
You casting nasturtions about what I'm about to say. Now, a couple of high-profile boys had rings in their undies, right? You got it? Now, I don't want you saying anything, Chris.
I am not saying anything.
And just to make it better for you, the boys were Tom Daley, the UK diver, and his fiancée.
Mm.
Now, before they actually became engaged. Mm. They were actually both planning on asking the other one to marry them. But they never could quite get the right time for it. They were going to do it. One of them was going to do it while they were on the Tower Bridge, but there happened to be a camera crew there, so they didn't want to do it while there was a camera crew and all these sort of things. So in the end...
Dustin Black, is that his... It is
Dustin Lance Black.
Dustin Lance
Black. He always uses three names. Thank you very much. So in the end, little old Tommy Daly, he hid the ring in his undies.
Right.
As they were coming out, he's coming out of the bathroom to the bedroom.
Oh, they didn't go out to do this.
Not while he was in his undies, no.
Right.
You know, maybe if he is in bathers, that's okay. Undies, not okay. And then he actually got down on his knee in his undies and pulled his ring out and offered it to Dustin.
I tell you, don't Tom Daly got down
and offered his ring
in his underwear in front of me. Jesus.
You may have accepted.
Anything he's offering.
Whereas Dustin, actually, as Lance offered him his ring while in his undies on the bedroom floor, he ran off to the bathroom to grab his ring.
Oh, he said, hold that thought. Oh, my God.
So they both had rings. Isn't that sweet?
I'd already assumed that.
So everybody got a ring out of the undies and presented it to the finger of the other person.
Fait accompli, really.
That's right. And Dustin did end up saying, and the way he worked out that little old, what's his name, Tom?
Yes.
Was a homosexual. Because remember, he wasn't out.
Weren't they sleeping together? Were they in the same room?
Before they started going out, was when they met at a function.
Mm.
Back when Tom wasn't out.
Mm.
Remember that period? Where everyone thought it, but no. And the way he worked out that Tom was gay.
Yes.
Was Tom took his phone.
Waiting. Yes.
And typed in his phone number.
Yes.
But with a smiley face or a winky face. And Dustin decided that no straight man would ever put a winky face at the end of their phone number.
I guess not.
If there's any straight men out there who would, let us know. 0427JOY949.
Yes.
Chris will get a ring out for you.
Tell him my knees in my underwear.
Back on message, Chris. Yes. Back on message. Which is all of those in underwear. Anyway, Quentin Tarantino. Dressed nicely in a suit, thank you very much.
Well,
because quite frankly, I don't want to see Quentin Tarantino in his underwear. But here, as you know, he's a very prominent director of many, many films.
He would be a preeminently prominent director.
And he was given the honour of having his handprints and footprints immortalised in concrete outside of Mann's Chinese Theatre in the US of A.
Okay.
Which is a thing, you know, they do. Now, there's one, being Quentin Tarantino, he, of course, did a slightly naughty way of doing it.
Oh.
I guess we'd have to say.
Well, it's hands and feet, isn't it?
Yes, wearing shoes. It's not bare feet. He was wearing shoes.
Right.
And he was wearing a replica of the pair of shoes that Uma Thurman won in Kill Bill.
Oh.
Now you're going, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
But the interesting part of Uma Thurman's shoes in Kill Bill was the soles and what was written upon the soles.
Right.
Which, now, obviously, I'm going to edit what it is, but it's FU.
That's right, yes.
Right? And he had an exact replica pair of those. So in the concrete...
Did he have them in reverse so that once they stamped in the concrete...
In the concrete outside of Mann's Chinese Theatre is Quentin Tarantino's hand, signature, and FU.
In the footprints. Love it.
So we're not quite sure yet whether the theatre will be editing what was...
Getting the grinder out.
And you know, censoring it a little bit. Or whether this will be the favourite spot for all children for all eternity from now on.
All tourists will want their photos with that.
With Quentin's FU.
Yeah, absolutely. Lovely. Well done, Quentin. I'm impressed. A bit of imagination. No wonder he can make those films.
I know. I wonder who actually thought up those pair of shoes, because I bet it wasn't him. Hey, we've got to say some congratulations going out. First up, congratulations to Archbishop Desmond Tutu's daughter, who has tied the knot with her girlfriend in the Netherlands this week.
With a girlfriend, yes. Well done.
And they're, of course, then going, they've done it in the Netherlands, and they're going back to South Africa as well to have a second wedding ceremony.
Is Dad going to officiate?
No, I think he's retired now, isn't he? Right. Wouldn't that be cute?
It'd be lovely.
It'd be cute. And we've also got to say a big congratulations to the lovely Ellen DeGeneres, who has had her show renewed until 2020. So all you Ellen Show fans, you've got years more of that to come. Years. I have to say, I'm not one of them. Controversial, I know. I watched it while I was sick. God, it's boring.
CNC Drive Factory presents the weekly World News Headlines, the world's only reliable news.
What's the latest craze in the US Bible Belt? Why, it's pole dancing for Jesus. Sorry, good Christian boys, it's for lady churchgoers only at the moment, and you ladies must bring your church bulletin and well-used Bible to be allowed to attend. It seems God wants his believers to be fit. Sinners are not currently welcome. Satan has released a statement expressing his displeasure that these classes discriminate against his sinning followers. The Equal Opportunity Commission is investigating. Oh, too slow, too quick. London, a very surprised and excited British couple have seen the face of Michael Jackson in the ultrasound of their unborn child. The ultrasound image has been put up on eBay, and the parents have offered to include the baby that produced the image if the price is right. The money-grabbing Jackson family have demanded a 70% royalty from any sale and the right to use the baby in an upcoming Pepsi commercial. A very solemn one-minute silence will be held next week to mark the 65 millionth anniversary of the death of the dinosaurs. Mm. Now, in case you weren't aware, the dinosaurs were wiped out by a massive meteor impact, and their sacrifice to allow mammalian life to arise is to be remembered during the event. The silence will be followed by a photogenic child singing Amazing Grace in front of a poster of Jurassic Park 3. The dinosaur community will be remembered for their substantial contribution to our society, not least turning into all that lovely oil. Creationist groups, also known as dinosaur deniers, are objecting to the commemoration, insisting there is no evidence that dinosaurs actually existed. There ain't no proof of nothing before 4000 BC. My Bible says so, says Billy Bob Williams of Texas while purchasing some fresh bullets. If there was dinosaurs, and there wasn't, they should have bought some home defense weapons to protect themselves against unexpected meteor impacts.
That was the weekly World News, your only reliable news.
It's a little bit of the CNC Drive Factory left for you today.
Now, as you know, in the US of A, they're in their presidential primaries, which is where they go through the motions of trying to work out who they're going to pick to go into the actual election to then actually be elected to be the president.
Yes.
Right. So everyone knows that?
Got it.
Now, a lot of what you hear here is all about the Republicans at the moment.
Because they're the funny ones.
I know. Donald Trump. Fabulous. Oh, my God. Can you imagine if he became president and Barnaby Joyce was prime minister? They would be like two peas in a pod.
Oh, it'd be like a bromance from heaven.
But anyway, one of the big supporters of Donald Trump is a lovely pastor named Kevin Swanson. What a lovely name.
Have we met Kevin before?
Oh, I'm not sure. But we're going to possibly meet him again.
Right.
But we're going to have a look at him. Now, he's actually popped up. He's a big, big supporter of the Republicans, funnily enough. But he has popped up, and as they said, flapping wildly was how they described him in the article.
Okay.
But he wanted to say that he thinks Hillary Clinton's actually got an 80% chance of being elected.
Oh.
He doesn't like that.
Is he warning everybody that they need to work harder?
Yes. He's saying, oh, what a terrible thing, but it looks like Hillary's going to get over the, you know, get over the line. And then he actually came up with the next bits. He said, I don't know what God's going to do.
If Hillary gets in.
I know. He's not sure what God's going to do there. But
We could ask him on Twitter.
Check him out. Yeah. Oh, he's probably not there. Twitter's evil.
Excuse me. I've got a question, Beth.
No.
Yes, what? Tristan.
If Hillary Clinton does become the first
female president of the United States,
what would Bill Clinton be? Would he be the first man?
First man. Or, no, as we did here, the first bloke.
The first bloke, yeah.
The first dude. I'm not sure. We'll have to work. They'll have to workshop that because it's unprecedented.
Particularly as he's still known as Mr. President.
Yes.
Because all former presidents are Mr. President.
He's the president with Mrs. President. Oh, it's all going to get
that
so confusing.
That would be terrible.
But now we're back to Pastor Swanson, all right? Now, he said as well, adding on to this, after God's not going to know what to do, he added that after Hillary becomes president, the tremendous majority of children would become homosexuals.
What? Who? Say that. Can you wind that back?
If Hillary becomes president,
yeah,
most children will become homosexual. Didn't you know this?
No.
And
I hadn't linked the cause and effect.
It's because Hillary Clinton will get then full reign on the nation and continue her destructive pattern and destroy the social fabric of the nation and the family.
And you gets more gay kids.
I know. The homosexual agenda will be complete. There will only be gays left in the US of A.
Well, yeah, okay.
And the way he said you got to fix it, homeschool people.
Homeschool.
So we have a slim...
Are you sure he didn't say homo school?
No, that's the regular schools. Because he wants about, so they'll have a slim minority of kids who are taught in the biblical way of thinking.
Oh.
So let it be written.
So let
it be done.
Ah, oh, dear. It's so
gay
much.
Agenda. Yay!
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.